This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It would be the first attack of its kind in the war in Ukraine if it's confirmed. The governor of the Russian border region of Belgorod is accusing Ukraine of flying helicopter gunships into Russian territory this morning and striking an oil depot. Two people said to be injured. Russian troops left the heavily contaminated Chernobyl nuclear site this morning. The AP's Karen Shamas with what Ukraine's power company Energoatom is saying about this.
The nuclear operator also said the Russians dug trenches within the exclusion zone and received significant doses of radiation. Energoatom believe the Russians panicked at the first sign of illness and decided to leave. The Russians apparently signed a document confirming the handover of the Chernobyl plant. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia's war in Ukraine has pushed gasoline prices up high. But President Biden said yesterday he's taking a step that will cut gas prices.
Today, I'm authorizing the release of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months, over 180 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is a wartime bridge to increase oil supply until production ramps up later this year. And it is by far the largest release of our national reserve in our history.
This morning, gas is $4.21 a gallon on average, according to the AAA. The House has passed a bill capping the monthly cost of insulin at $35 for insured patients. For the legislation to pass Congress, Democrats and 10 Republican senators would have to vote for it. The March job report comes out this morning. It's expected to show that the unemployment rate is down to 3.7%. That would be the lowest unemployment rate since just before the pandemic struck 2 years ago, when joblessness reached a 50-year low of 3.5%. The Dow fell 550 points yesterday. This is AP News. We're learning more now about what happened behind the scenes when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars on Sunday night. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
This latest detail comes from Will Packer, who directed the Oscars telecast. He says the LAPD was ready to take Will Smith into custody after he slapped Chris Rock on stage. Packer says police told Rock that the slap amounted to battery and that if the comedian had given the word, they were, quote, prepared to go get him. Packer says Rock insisted he was fine and was very dismissive of the idea of having Smith arrested, so much so that Packer asked the comedian to hear the police out before finalizing his decision not to press charges. The interview with Packer was in a clip on ABC News. It is also airing on Good Morning America. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Home prices are up about 15% over the past year and as much as 30% in some cities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.